Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to dive into today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. 4 episodes in 2 weeks, you guys. How fun is this? I'm really excited to be getting more episodes out for you. And I have a list as long as my arm of all the topics that I want to talk about. And today is about really falling back in love with life and finding lightness and leaning into our happiness and basically like getting back into the magic. And also, before I begin, reminder, if you love the podcast and you leave a review, please send me a screenshot of it to my email, tara.a.brunette@gmail.com. And I will send you a free Dream Body Ask Affirmations subconscious reprogramming track for you to listen to as you fall asleep as a thank you. And if Dream Body isn't your vibe and you want business or health and healing or total life glow up or what's the other ones that I have? Success, money, love. I have like basically every topic. Tell me what you're into. I'll send you a free track as a thank you. So yes, just leave a review and screenshot it and send it to me. So this week has been a little heavy for me. You know what? I normally don't get into astrology, but I recently downloaded the Chani app. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but every day has been very spot on for me and it's been super interesting. And I usually don't like to. It's almost like, am I manifesting this? Because I read it and then I think like that's what's going to happen. But it was kind of like I tuned into the energy and what I was feeling. And then I would look at the app and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's extremely spot on. So I don't know if it's something going on with the planets or whatever. I've been seeing a lot about like the full moon and all the stuff going on in the planets. I know nothing about it. And it has really landed for me. But of course, when we experience heaviness or resistance, we also create a desire for lightness and magic. And that is what today's episode is all about. So I've been reflecting a lot lately on just manifestation and my journey. And when everything just felt the flowiest and easiest, and it was definitely when there was a lack of pressure and way more allowing and like letting the universe do the heavy lifting. And the period of my life where literally everything drastically changed, I was like living by the following principles that I'm going to share with you in this episode. So buckle up, get your notebooks out. This one's going to be a goodie. And I really actually want to turn this into a little bit of an experiment for the next month, for May, a little magical May, if you will, and really implementing like as much happiness and magic and all of these vibes into my life. So we're going to go into that today. And if you don't know, like this period of my life where it was so magical, like I went full-time online in my business, I celebrated like 20, 30, 40K months, moved into my dream home, met Trevor, got engaged, got married. Life was just filled with never-ending miracles and magic. And then wah, 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 COVID happened. And it kind of felt like it pulled the rug out from under me, this like magical reality that I was living in. So I'm so ready to get back into just that feeling. Like, it's just the feeling that I lived with every day that I know is so available to me, which is why I think I'm craving it so much. I just woke up every single day with so much excitement and happiness and joy. And I am moving into that. So if you want to join me, you can join me for this challenge. I'm going to outline it all right now and follow along. And if you really want to join me, join the collective and you'll be getting insights into my brain every single day, Monday to Friday. It's just the most beautiful high vibe community and the best way to work with me because you're getting inside me ear every single day. You're getting the entire Dream Body course, all of my content and resources and membership and all the things. You're getting all the things, the exact processes, step by step that I've used to create my dream body, manifest the love of my life, pregnancy, all the things. And I would love to have you, obviously, dream business, all of it. And that's what we do inside the collective is create our dream lives and feel amazing. And I'm there right with you every single day, answering your questions and giving guidance and feedback. And I would just love to have you. So if that sounds like your vibe, you can check out more information down below. Okay, let's dive into these principles that I'm going to be implementing over the next month. So number one, back then, I was fully plugged in to my intuition. It didn't matter what anyone else was doing. It was me and the universe. Like I didn't look at anyone else. I didn't compare myself to anyone else. I wasn't persuaded by anything I saw online. I just thought like, yeah, sure, that's their belief and that works for them. But my belief is like my intuition knows the way and the universe is guiding me through these like nudges and full body yeses. And I feel like over the last few years, I started following way more people online for manifestation, marketing, business, etc., and started listening to everyone else except myself. And the more I disconnected from my own intuition and the universe, the harder things felt. And the more I would like find myself grasping outside of me for answers, which led to misaligned coaching and courses and that sort of thing. So my process back in the day was like, set the intention, let the universe guide me through my intuition. And my only job was to like stay on the frequency of what I desired and allow the nudges and inspiration to lead me. So how am I getting back to that? So I am unfollowing as many people as I can daily on social media that are telling me what to do or making me question myself or compare myself or put just like ridiculous rules in my head about the algorithm or whatever else. Like, honestly, it is all bullshit. And I'm so tired of feeling like everyone is shouting at me online of like, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's like, it's my own fault and for following all these people. But like with my open head center and human design, I've learned that I can get very easily influenced of whatever is kind of surrounding me. I'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense, because I can see everything from every single angle. That is a gift that I have, but it also allows me to really feel unstable in like my own thing if I'm too much surrounded by outside noise. So my kind of goal right now is to really like mute, delete, unfollow a drastic amount of people and really come back to my intuition, because I know that my intuition has never ever led me astray, but listening to everyone else has definitely. And the next thing is taking the time to connect with my intuition every single day. So I've definitely sacrificed my morning routine with like the limited time I have to get as much work done as possible. And I used to spend so much time journaling, meditating. Like, I didn't watch TV. I didn't even have a TV until I met Trevor. We like just got a TV like 2 years into our relationship, and we were talking about it last night. We actually want to like get rid of the TV. We're cutting off all their subscriptions for Netflix, Prime, whatever. And we're being very intentional about our time, because we're just really seeing, like, I'm sure we can all get into this, like, the end of the day, we put Jane down and we're both so tired and we're like, okay, well, let's just like find something mindless to watch. And we really have stopped to like examine this behavior and been like, okay, do we want to look back on our lives and be like, wow, really glad we watched that Netflix series? Like, or do we want to think that we really did something with our time? And yeah, we're tired, but it doesn't give us any more energy to sit around and watch Netflix. Like, I feel like I'm filling my subconscious with things that are just not pushing me forward towards my goals. So we are eliminating TV and spending time journaling or connecting or playing chess like we used to all the time, or sort of games. Last night we just talked for like an hour and a half, and it was so nice and so grounding and so connecting. And so that's something that I'm doing, is really taking the time to be with my intuition and place that as a very high priority, because I was putting everything else ahead of it. Like, oh my gosh, literally, guys, this is gonna sound so bad, but I have not showered in almost a week. Like, there just feels like there is no time. And that is my own story, and I'm ready to change that story. But like, I just get up and I'm like, go girl with Jaden, and then I'm working, and then I'm back on Jaden, and I never prioritize myself. And I need to prioritize myself, because I've been coming last for 2 years, and I'm like, okay, I need to like let go of this guilt and really focus in on my own like self-care and connecting with my intuition and the universe and all of that, because I know that that is the fastest way to happiness and peace and fulfillment for me. So taking the time to connect, I'm going to be getting up at 5 a.m. And I know that's not for everyone, but I am genuinely a morning person, and I love a quiet early mornings next to the fireplace. And I'm going to really make sure that time's for me. I've gotten back into workouts in the last week every single day, which is feeling so good and reminding me who I am and connecting me back with that part of me that I literally like have felt so disconnected to for so long. And actually, I have a really random side note story about that. Is like, it was so interesting, because the pelvic floor physio, I had an appointment with her after like 2 years, and it was a few weeks ago, and she was like, I wouldn't even diagnose you with prolapse. Like, and I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing news. And it was really fascinating, because 2 years ago, when I first got the diagnosis, I felt, I immediately like I don't know why, but I really took it on as like, oh my God, I'm never going to work out again. I'm never going to run again. I just really like took it badly, and I didn't, that's all I could see. And what was interesting was from that place, of course, I didn't really improve much until I decided to change that story. And then yesterday, a few days ago, I was looking through my emails for the most recent homework from my physio, and I found the one that she had sent me 2 years ago that I guess I didn't even open. And it was literally an entire back to running plan for me that had I opened that and looked at it and actually been like, oh my God, like you can run again. I don't know where I got the idea, like I'm never going to run again. And I kind of completely shut down and disconnected from that kind of fitness part of me. And it was really sad. It made me really sad because it was like I was so stuck in this story and disappointment in the diagnosis that I couldn't see it any other way. I literally didn't see that email until 2 years later when I finally changed the story. And I thought, what a good example of manifestation and how we can get so stuck in our stories that we can't see anything differently. So I am just very determined right now to, I mean, I know everything changes when you have a baby, but I'm just like so ready to get back to my strong, very healthy, very happy, very bubbly person that I am and reconnect with that part of me. It makes me emotional to say that because, yeah, it's having a kid is a lot. And it's been a big change, obviously, to my life. And like, your priorities get totally flipped upside down. But I'm really reconnecting with these old parts of me. And any mom that is listening to this, ooh, I'm going to cry just saying this. But if you're listening to this and you are in the thick of it with a toddler or a baby, it's like, okay, it doesn't seem like it in the moment, but you will come back to yourself in an even better way. And take the time for yourself. Like, don't do what I did and put yourself last for 2 years. Like, really, it's just whatever you can do every single day to take that time for you to connect back with like who you are before you're a mom and a wife and everything else is so important. So yeah, that is just my little message for the moms, because I get it. And I didn't think that that would happen to me, honestly, but it's like, it's just like slowly but surely everything else just kind of takes over, and you wake up and you're like, whoa, where did I go? You know? So we are coming back to that magical May. I'm actually really excited for this whole experiment. So early mornings, that is kind of my way to start to really plug into my intuition. And really focus on like, I am only doing where my intuition is leading me, not what anyone else is saying that I should do. And I'm going to actually get to that one. But the other part of this kind of first step is letting the universe do the heavy lifting. So I feel like now that I have a family and so much more responsibility, I put way more pressure on myself to grow. And like with that pressure, it stunts my ability to take risks that I used to take in order to expand. And I'm much more afraid to take any sort of risk because I feel like, oh my God, I have so much responsibility and I have this human I need to, you know, keep alive. And instead of running towards inspiration and intuition, which I always used to do, I have really let like fear hold me back to keep me small and safe and the same. Like I obviously like have a successful business and I do very well, but I have huge goals and I feel like I'm keeping myself in this very safe place because I'm scared of anything bad happening or losing anything. It's like I'm holding on to everything I have instead of expanding, you know? So it's interesting because when I compare this with body, I have this huge innate trust and I let my body do its thing and I just follow the nudges. And that's how I used to manifest. And it was like, let the universe take care of all the details and I just follow the inspiration. So tip number one is let the universe handle all the details. You just need to connect with your desires, aka feeling the feelings of having them, and follow your intuition. Make time to connect with your intuition. Really, like when you are on the frequency of your desires, you are getting all the hits and nudges to take you where you want to be. But when you are on the frequency of doubt and fear, and scarcity and lack, you're getting all the hits and nudges to keep you there. So your intuition is always guiding you. Follow those full body yeses. It feels like you're being like propelled forward. It feels right. And follow that, follow the guesses and where your intuition is guiding you. And then number two is I didn't do anything out of obligation energy. And I put myself first and I never did things because I thought I should. And I was fully in the flow of my intuition. And of course, this is much easier when you're just a single girl doing whatever you want. But if there was a certain obligation that couldn't be avoided, I would reframe it and see it in the most positive light. So I'm currently really examining what actual obligations I do have and what ones am I placing on myself and leaving myself zero space for intuition and flow, because I have complete and total freedom. I run my own business but I create all of these ridiculous obligations that don't actually make sense. And it's like forcing myself to like pump out all this content when it's actually not intuitively guided, and then leaving no space to actually connect with my intuition. So I'm making a list of like, what are my actual non-negotiable obligations, like the real ones. Then I'm looking at, are there any of these that I can delegate, which I am. I've hired somebody, and my sister actually, and she's going to start doing like the menial tasks that will just like take that off my plate, the background stuff. And then I'm also just going to start viewing my obligations differently from a want energy. So it's like, for example, like I am on Jaden every day from 12 to 5. That's an obligation I have to Trev and obviously to Jaden. Can I delegate that? Like perhaps I could ask for more help in the childcare department. But I also know that I genuinely do want this time with him. And when I'm coming at it from this want, like, and being completely present and excited, it's such a different energy than, ugh, like, how am I going to entertain him all day? I kind of hate this. Like, it definitely needs a reframe sometimes. And I'm not going to lie to you and say, like, I love just, like, pertaining to a toddler all day. Like, I don't love it. And I try to do things that are happy for both of us. But yeah, it's still different. And it's still not as cup filling, you know? So I am in this kind of next month in step two is getting really honest with myself around everything I'm doing, seeing where I can either release kind of expectations or obligations, get more help, delegate, and see it differently so that it is a want. So I'm doing everything from this like yes energy, not from obligation energy. And then number three, back in the day, I was obsessively and completely focused on what was working, the good moments, the gratitude, the magic. This is where mind magic really came in, which Lauren and I are bringing back ASAP. It is coming back. We just are really kind of finding the right time with both of our separate businesses and families and all the things. But I was constantly on the lookout and writing down and noticing the good things. I was always focused on the glimmers and the good moments. I remember, like, I wouldn't even let Lauren say anything negative on Wine and Wisdom, like, ever. I was so crazy. And I lived in gratitude and good things, and I was always making a list of positive aspects and adding to my mind magic list, and I was always seeking out like, what good things can I celebrate? Whereas lately, I have definitely been a little bit more negative than I like, and I can feel it in my energy. So I am recommitting to the mind magic practice like a crazy person and writing down at least 10 good moments every single day in regards to what I'm manifesting or just in general. And I am committing to celebrating the smallest things like it is my full-time job. And I already know that anyone that commits to this, like, your entire life will change. I can literally guarantee it. So that is number three. I'm going all in on all the good moments, all the good things, all the little things that I really desire to grow in my life, because there are so many good things, but I have not been focused on them. And then number four is I focused on feeling the feelings of having the thing. So I really aligned myself with that energy. I did that through visualizing, utilizing mantras, journaling, scripting, whatever practice works for you. But I did spend intentional time every single day feeling the frequency of my desires. And I think because that felt a lot harder to access after Jaden was born, I kind of just like slowly stopped doing it. But when you are feeling the frequency of your desires, you are on the frequency of them and therefore in receiving mode. So you're receiving the guidance, the intuitive hits, just plain receiving of them, like they just are coming in the most magical way possible. So if there's something to do, you're going to be led from that energy. And I really played in that energy like it was a game. I made it like my normal state, and I lived as if my wishes were fulfilled. And then, of course, they became fulfilled. Like, I literally walked around like I was with the love of my life, and I felt so much love. And this isn't about faking it or forcing it, which is why it is so important to genuinely, like, release resistance and limiting beliefs and feel the feelings and genuinely move through these things, like I talked about in the last episode. or you're going to have way too much resistance to fill into it. So if you're trying to tap into the feelings of like, what would it feel like if I had it? And it feels so far away and hard, or like there's a block, that's a sign you need to come back into that acceptance and letting go and access your power, like we talked about in that last episode, and move through your limiting beliefs through whatever practice resonates with you. I give you all of the best limiting belief practices and tapping sessions and all the things inside the collective. But get on the frequency of your desires. So I really love just taking a few moments to visualize and just feel into it. How would it feel if I had like $10,000 come in today? How would it feel if I had 100 people inside the collective? How would it feel if... I don't even know. I had all this free time to go to the spa or whatever it is. Oh, that'd be so nice. And remember, like, nothing is too big for the universe. Like, I think once I had Jaden, I started making a lot more like buts. I was like, oh, I want this, but I can't because I can't leave Jaden, or I can't because I need to be there for Jaden. And I really made my world very small and taking everything on myself. And it isn't true. And I created that myself, and I did that to myself, and I literally made it that way because it was my own fault. And had I shifted my story and my perspective and allowed more help, it could have been completely different. And I'm working on that now. So when you can feel the feelings and just tap into it and practice it and play with it, even if it's just for a few seconds, this is going to allow the momentum to build and ignite law of attraction and have everything changing. So that is the fourth thing that I'm going to be doing every single day, is feeling into it, playing in it, really making that the new normal of living on the frequency of my desires and taking the pressure off myself and just like let it be magical. Let the universe do the heavy lifting. I think that was the other thing, is like I started making it like... how do I word it? Like thinking I had to make it all happen. So then it felt like too heavy and too hard for me to do all these practices, because it was like, oh my God, like I just can't even imagine how this is going to unfold. And I really put the how in my own hands instead of leaving the how with the universe. The how is not your job. You do not need to know any single aspect of the how. All you need to do is know what you want, practice feeling the feelings of having it, and follow your intuition, connect with your intuition. So that is a huge aspect of what I'm going to be taking on. And then number five is that I surrounded myself with positivity, and I really fine-tuned what I was seeing online and who I was listening to. I did not have a space or time for negativity. I filled my mind and life up constantly with what was possible. And I noticed, like, the more I got into the news, the more all the stuff with the world started happening, and I started reading about it and getting involved, and it's everywhere you looked online. It really brought me down, and it was not serving me. So, and this really is why I created the collective, because I know the importance of having positive messaging, kind of being plugged into that every single day. So that is why I'm in your ear Monday to Friday, keeping you in those infinite possibilities, providing guidance and tips and tricks to maintain your energy, to help you remain plugged into your desires. It's like, manifestation is really like this constant, like, opening of your energy to remain open to the unfolding, to remain in the infinite possibilities, which means releasing your limiting beliefs, playing in the energy of them, like staying focused on the good and what's working. And it's just like a practice that becomes who you are, like literally was just who I was. And I'm so excited to feel like that as my new normal again. So if this sounds like kind of up your vibe, I'd love to have you inside. You get access to all my processes, practices, a direct shot into my mind every single day as we all collectively move towards just our biggest goals and dreams. So inside, you can completely transform your body, create food freedom, just feel so good and at home in your body, and start living out the life on your vision board with me right along with you every step of the way. So you can learn more about the collective inside the show notes. And then really the last kind of half tip is take the pressure off wherever possible. Let it be fun. Let it be easy. Play with the different practices as a way to tune into your desires and enjoy daydreaming or journaling. But if it feels like work, like, change it up and use these as a way to really celebrate your life and find more presence and have way more fun. And the more you can release the pressure and find lightness and enjoyment in the now, the faster you are going to see results. So just to recap, magical May, if you want to join me, fully tapping into your intuition. So really how I'm kind of committing to this is a morning routine through a journaling practice that I love, that I used to do every single day, which I can totally outline for you in a future episode if you like, but it is inside the membership. It is called Intentions with Tara, and you get that as part of the collective, or you can join the membership and try that out. But I'm going to be doing that journaling practice each day and kind of morning routine. I'm going to be really getting clear on obligations and delegating and reframing and shifting that. I'm going to be doing my mind magic process, focusing on all the good and the gratitude and the full presence for my life and how incredible it is, and feeling the feelings of having the thing, which is part of the morning routine, and just really surround myself with what I'm listening to, really fine tune my social media feed, really make sure I'm being very intentional with my time and getting rid of TV and all that other stuff. So let me know if this is something that you want to take on with me. We could turn it into a little challenge inside the collective, inside the membership. I would love to have you. Shoot me a message on Instagram if you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you found it inspiring, please don't hesitate to share. Leave a review and send me a screenshot, and I will send you a little thank you. And I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful weekend, and I will talk to you guys next week.